More than 600 Puerto Rican families remain in Florida hotels and motels under FEMA's transitional housing program. Attorney and advocate Kira Moreno-Kraft says with the program ending June 30th, both the state and federal governments need to step up with more affordable long-term housing solutions.
We have the direct lease program. We have the multifamily lease and repair program where FEMA will lease out an apartment complex, and then they'll be able to place survivors in the longer-term housing.
Lanisha Smith of FEMA says families still can apply for some forms of rental assistance in the United States, but most programs are offered only in Puerto Rico. And the rental assistance is only offered on a temporary basis. Danielle Pryor, 90.7 News.